Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on June 21st, 2022. I hope you had some time off yesterday to celebrate and think about Juneteenth, which is our new federal holiday that was celebrated on June 20th, of course. Okay, Monday, June 20th, to celebrate June 19th. But we won't get into that part. The part is it was a good celebration, and I hope you all had a good day and perhaps thought about that a little bit. I know we did over here. Okay, so it's a nice new holiday. Okay, so enjoy it. Okay, holiday's over. We're back here. We got a terrific show for you here today on Education Talk Radio. I've got Dr. Ilana Nankin, and Dr. Nankin, I'm going to call her Ilana, but Dr. Nankin is the founder and CEO of Breathe for Change. That's Breathe for Change. Let me get this right here just to make sure. Breatheforchange.com. And this is absolutely fascinating, okay? This is all about yoga, okay, and teacher wellness and social-emotional learning and yoga teacher training for schools and districts. Okay, and this is really fascinating, and this helps, if I may, improve educator retention in these tough times because it reduces stress and burnout. I got to thank my good friend Jenna Talbot for bringing Ilana to my attention, and we're going to have a wonderful show today. We're going to archive the show at ace-ed.org. That's our home website for American Consortium for Equity in Education. Okay, it is the home website. It is links to all the other things we do, including teacher-retention.com, which is our newest website, trying to make sure that we just want to keep great teachers teaching, and we want new people to get into the pipeline. Okay, so it's all about the educator shortage, et cetera. Okay, we also have seltoday.org. Okay, obviously about social-emotional learning. And, of course, we have our Excellence in Equity Awards. There's an icon there, marked awards. And the last day for nominations is June 30th, at least right now. We're getting a lot of nominations in. Please nominate your colleagues. We have 27 different categories. We'd love to have you take the time, be it a company you work with, a company itself, if you're listening, okay, a colleague of yours, et cetera. Feel free to nominate away. And again, there's a link over at ace-ed.org, which is our home website. Please check out our magazine over there, which is called Equity and Access Pre-K-12. And without further ado, let me bring on the one and only, I think she's calling from California, Dr. Ilana Nankin. And Ilana, am I pronouncing your first name right? This is Larry here.
Hi, Larry. It's so wonderful to meet you. It's Ilana, like Ilana, but with an L.
In fact, that's right. You know, actually, that's true. I was concentrating on this when I was preparing the show, and they kept saying, would she like Ilana or Ilana? Okay, and I love the way I never say iguana. I always say iguana. So there you go. It's I-L-A-N-A, everybody. Okay? I love your – how many
Perfect.
Times have you said that? How many times have you said that about the Ilana and the iguana? The Ilana and the iguana.
Probably 7,000 at least.
Oh, my God.
I had to come up with it in elementary school when all of my teachers would pronounce my name incorrectly.
it's great, okay? And so this is not Dr. Iguana Nankin. That's her sister. This is Ilana Nankin. Okay? It's a pleasure to have you here.
That's right.
Okay? Ilana, tell us about – this is great stuff. And, again, thanks to Jenna. Okay, for bringing you to my attention, there is an incredible connection between, and we know this, we have SEL today, we're very concerned about the adult side, but you have a kind of a different take on it, which I love, okay? There's a connection between teacher wellness, student learning, and teacher retention. And we want to reduce burnout and improve the retention rates, get new people involved and all that in education. Teacher wellness and well-being really matters. And just give us your background, because you were a teacher. You get this. And now, obviously, you're in the wellness, SEL, and yoga business for school districts. Tell us about it. Give us your background.
This is my favorite thing to talk about, Larry. So I'll start with my own personal story as a teacher.
Do it, iguana. I love that. I'm going to call you iguana from now on. Right, go ahead. Do it, Ilana.
I love it. So I taught in San Francisco Unified School District. I was a pre-K teacher at a Spanish school immersion elementary school here in San Francisco, where I am today. And when I was teaching, I was stressed and overwhelmed and overworked. And that's when I first found yoga. Actually, I was living with three other teachers at the time, and one of my roommate would come home like looking blissed out every day. And I was like, what is it that you're doing? And I was so stressed. And she's like, come to yoga with me. I was like, I don't do yoga. Like, I'm an athlete. I don't do that. And then finally one day, I think I'd reached my wit's end, and I went to a yoga class, and it just completely transformed my well-being. And I started going every single day before school at 6 a.m. in the morning. And I just saw, like, my own well-being was completely transformed. And I started integrating some of these, you know, wellness, mind-body wellness practices into my classroom with my kids, and just saw extraordinary transformations in them as well. And it was social emotionally, but it was also academically. And I was like, there is something here. So I wanted to further explore this critical connection between educator well-being and student social emotional learning and just overall performance. And so I ended up pursuing my PhD in curriculum and instruction and becoming a teacher educator at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And for my research, I ended up following a bunch of pre-service teachers that I taught for 2 years into diverse classrooms all over the country and world into their first year of teaching. And I was specifically looking at how they would take up their ideals of social justice and action in their teaching. And what I ended up finding was that across the board, just like me, these teachers were so stressed, they were overwhelmed, they were burning out, and it was their first year of teaching. And that negative cycle of well-being was deeply impacting their ability to fulfill on their, you know, intentions for teaching and to meet the social emotional needs of their students. And so as I was seeing how universal the issue of educator stress and burnout truly was through my research, and I knew it as being a teacher myself, simultaneously had just gotten my 200-hour yoga teacher certification. So I went through this like life-changing experience myself. And the teachers that I was teaching at the university education courses to found out that I was a yoga teacher. They thought it was like the coolest thing in the world. So they ended up renting out the student union for me to teach them yoga in addition to my education courses. And one thing led to the next. Like day after day, these teachers who were all working in local public schools would come up to me and say, oh, my gosh, Ilana, the kids who normally have anxiety attacks before tests are utilizing these breathing techniques that you taught us, and their test scores are increasing. Or like the students who experience so much trauma in the home are finally learning how to breathe and regulate themselves. Wow. And everything is getting better. And I was just seeing how powerful these wellness, social emotional learning and yoga practices could truly be for both educators and students' lives. So between my research that was revealing how universal the issue of educator stress and burnout is, and also at the same time how powerful these practices can truly be for educator and student, you know, their lives and their well-being and their performance, I was like, nothing's going to stop me. I'm starting a movement. It's going to enhance the health and well-being of educators, students, and entire communities. Wow. And that was in 2015, which is when Breathe for Change was born. And then at that time, I was like, I'm not going for a one-hour professional development or a two-hour professional development like all the other things that are out there. I'm going to start the world's only 200-hour wellness, social, emotional learning, and yoga teacher training that's specifically for educators and community leaders who truly care about using wellness as a vehicle for healing and social change. And so I somehow managed to convince 34 educators that it was this extraordinary idea to come to Madison, Wisconsin for this 200-hour thing. And to put things into perspective, that's eight in person. It was 18 days from 8 in the morning till 7 at night. So it was like
holy
educators boot camp.
When did they do this? Over the summer?
So when I first started, it was over the summer. It started at 16 days straight and then soon went to 18 days
wow.
straight. And then we realized, you know, if this is going to be a growing organization that is supporting educators year-round, we also should do a school year model. So the second year we added on a school year model. So the summers were more like an intensive training and the school year, same curriculum, same, you know, experience in general, but the live sessions, or I should say the trainings were over the weekend. So it would be like every other weekend or every weekend. Eventually it became like monthly.
But where were you with this? Were you in Wisconsin? Were you in Wisconsin or were you in California at this point?
So the first training was in Madison, Wisconsin, which is where I was getting my PhD.
Yeah, right.
And I ended up finishing my PhD is literally called Breathe for Change, Changing the World One Teacher at a Time, because I
followed
these eight teachers and it ended up inspiring me to start this movement before I even graduated. So by the time I had graduated, we had already led several trainings and launched into a movement. So it wasn't like a PhD that, you know, sits on a bookshelf and doesn't turn into action. It was like what catalyzed me to start Breathe for Change, which is so amazing. So yeah, that first year we were in Madison and we certified 34 educators and they get their 200-hour yoga teacher certification, which is like the international gold standard yoga teacher certification that other yoga teachers in studios have. And it allows you to register through the Yoga Alliance, which is the international certifying body for yoga teachers in schools. But because we're the only yoga teacher training in the entire world that's specifically for educators, they get their social emotional learning facilitator certification. So it's the acronym is SELF. So we tag on the S to SEL at Breathe for Change because we believe it's so critically important for us as educators and leaders to embody the social-emotional learning competencies and practices that we want to teach our kids. So they also become experts in wellness and mindfulness and social-emotional learning and can graduate with the tools to effectively facilitate SEL programs and practices and professional development and workshops and all the things in their schools, districts, and organizations.
And you were early on the team, and you said you developed this in, I think, 2015. And since then, I don't know if you know this or not, we've had a pandemic. Did you know that we had a pandemic?
Can you tell me a little more about that?
There was this pandemic. It barely made the news, okay? And I know you don't know any of this. And you know, schools had – you probably don't even know this. Schools had to close and – kids came back and everybody's burnout, okay? And everybody, it's been a tough year for teachers, and I'm glad I could tell you this because I know you were completely unaware of this, Ilana. So I'm thrilled to be there. But my point is you were early on the scene with this. And this, breatheforchange.com, everybody, this is really, really cool, okay? And it's dead on to what's needed these days because it helps teacher retention, okay?
Yep.
And it's SEL, and it helps student learning, and it's calming everybody down. I'm doing your sales pitch here. This is great. Okay, this is
I
really,
love it. I'm like,
yeah, I like
you're
it
hired.
Too. Okay, I love it. I love it. I'm hearing here. All right? So it's really terrific, but I want to ask you this. Right now, because our audience is educators, okay, and that runs from superintendents to, and I don't mean down to, over to classroom teachers, okay? Who do you need to talk to, okay? Do you want to get a whole district involved? Do you want to get classes of individual teachers involved? And I have to ask, if I live in Maine, across the country from you, okay? If I'm in the school district and I call you, am I going to have to fly to California, or is it all live, or what? Just give me the setup so that everybody understands what's going on. Go for it, Dr. Nankin, now that you know about the pandemic.
I want every single educator in the entire world to be able to access Breathe for Change, which is why, you know, in some ways, the pandemic truly transformed our organization for the better because it's so much more accessible
yeah.
now. So as I mentioned, that first year we certified 34 educators in Madison. The next year we expanded to the Bay Area and New York City, and Sesame Workshop hosted us in New York. And when Elmo and Big Bird came, I was like, okay, we're on to something. So we certified, So we certified 185 educators that second year across three cities, and then 600 across six cities, and then 1,100 across 11 cities. And then it kept growing city by city, and we were in 11 regions across the United States. And then when the, and then we were like lead in the middle of five major trainings when the pandemic hit. And we, when lockdown happened, we basically said like, okay, we have to support these hundreds of educators that are in the, in our training right now. So we immediately took it online to complete those cohorts online, and simultaneously decided to have our entire team take 2 weeks to interview as many educators and administrators as humanly possible. And we asked two questions: what do you need and how can we help? And so what we found out through all these conversations was that the administrators and educators needed exactly what our training had to offer, which was it addressed the two issues that you've been talking about, Larry, which are educator stress and burnout, and obviously fostering educator well-being. And then the second being student social, emotional learning, and mental health. And that's exactly what Breathe for Change does, is addresses the teacher stress and burnout issue and supports student social emotional learning, and obviously mental, physical, and social emotional well-being. And so we ended up just being like, all right, well, we're going to figure out how to make our training as accessible as humanly possible to every single educator in the world. And so we transitioned our in-person training into the digital space and have not looked back since. It has been incredible. We have figured out, it's a combination of the most interactive, engaging, inspiring, like community-oriented live sessions on Zoom mixed with on-demand self-paced content that educators complete between the live sessions. So this summer, actually this next week, our summer trainings are happening. It's over the course of 6 weeks, and the live sessions are either Monday, Tuesday, you're either in the Monday, Tuesday cohort or the Wednesday, Thursday cohort, and then you complete the on-demand content between those days where you're in the live sessions on Zoom. And we will be certifying about over 1,500 educators this summer alone. We'll be certifying about 4,000 to 5,000 educators this year alone, and last year was 2,500. So it is, thank you so much. I mean, it is, it's the love of my life is leading
training, so I
get to coach.
I mean, it's your baby. It's your baby. I don't know if you have kids, but this is your corporate baby.
Oh, I just gave birth to one in September, and I'm like, Aaliyah is the love of my absolute life, and I'm like, I'm balancing two children. Breathe
there
for
you
change
go.
And Aaliyah.
You are. You are. Congratulations, mommy. That's great. Okay.
Thank you.
Your 1 year anniversary, 1 year birthday coming. Okay, so that's
I know.
Right?
I know
year?
It's
going to
be a big party.
Just give them the car keys and let it go. It's fine. I've raised two. Okay, it's fine. Okay, boy or girl? By
so
the way,
sweet.
Since we're on the subject, boy or
it's
girl?
It's a girl. Her name is Aaliyah, and she is
Aaliyah.
The absolute
beautiful
best. Thank
beautiful.
You.
A big shout out to Aaliyah. Happy birthday, honey. In September.
Hey, she's downstairs
okay.
playing with daddy.
There you go.
I'll let
there
her know.
So, by the way, I meant to ask you, I have two questions here, but you said originally you were an athlete. What did you play or do? You said you were an athlete very early in the show.
I wouldn't consider myself like a professional athlete
any
means. Right. In high school, I did field hockey, soccer, and track. I grew up I grew up on a swim team. I did some tennis. I played soccer my whole life. So, like, I wasn't great at athletics by any means, but I loved it.
But you
and
were athletically oriented. I was just curious because you mentioned
I was athletically oriented.
Excuse me.
And I just,
earlier.
It, there's all these perceptions about what yoga is and what yoga isn't. And I think in the West, we think so much about, like, yoga is this either, you know, just a physical practice is what many people think about. It's just like the warrior two and the child's pose. And or, you know, it's like woo-woo, you know, it's not – it's not for me. And
woo-woo.
I think
woo-woo.
That a lot of these barriers are being broken more and more as the research behind
anybody
the practice.
Anybody can do this. The point is anybody can do this.
I'm
just curious when you had mentioned that. But let me ask you something else. Okay. You said this, and I just wanted to explain well. You're going to, quote, certify 1,500 teachers. Okay. When they are certified, They're going to be certified as a kind of breathe for change yoga instructors, correct? Am I correct? Is that a good way to put it?
So they're certified as breathe for change social emotional learning facilitators.
There you go. Okay.
Become
experts
in SEL, and they're also certified as breathe for change yoga teachers. So they get two certifications. So they can teach inclusive and trauma informed yoga classes and practices and meditation to both adults and young people. But then they also, again, get certified as these social emotional learning facilitators. So we have a whole social emotional learning curriculum, and they'll, like, do a deep dive into our 8 SELS.
So you have a social emotional learning curriculum. Is that for students or for teachers? For your certified instructors?
It's both. So ultimately it's for students. But again, like, we believe it's so critically important for the educators to be embodying and living and breathing the practices that we hope to teach our kids. So they ultimately learn to embody the practices so that they can teach them themselves. So it's like they learn 8 components. So they learn settle in practices, breath awareness, mindful movement, community connection, focus, creative expression, relaxation, and closing. So they learn all these different, a wide range of diverse practices within those components. And then they also learn to weave all 8 of those components together to ultimately design and facilitate wellness workshops and professional development for their colleagues as well as their students and you know, families, the entire community. So you had asked earlier about how we are partnering with schools or districts or who's coming to the training. So it's shifting a lot. In the beginning, we went direct to educators, and that's still our primary focus. We are like a bottom-up, grassroots, let's go to the educators. We are by educators for educators, and that will always be the case. So we, in the past, it's always been direct to teachers. And when I say educator, I mean K-12 educators. I mean early childhood educators, paraprofessionals, you know, principals, superintendents, school social workers, therapists. I mean, education nonprofit people, we get everyone, professors. So we used to have mostly educators signing up directly to our training. And as more and more schools and districts are recognizing the importance of educator well-being and student social emotional learning, especially since the pandemic, we are getting more and more schools and districts using their professional development funds to send their educators, or they're partnering with us and we're going in and we're giving them a package of professional development when we lead PD for their entire schools or districts, as well as they send, you know, 5 or 10 educators to our 200-hour training so they can be experts of this work and really sustain the work at the school and district level over time. And then we're also seeing we're launching our Breathe for Change membership, which is a platform where educators can get access to a bunch of wellness classes for themselves and curriculum to integrate SEL into their classrooms. And that's going to be launching over the next several months, which we're so excited about. So our intention is that every school district can become a part of Breathe for Change. You don't just have to get your 200-hour training to become a part of it. So we're, because of the need for what we do, we're finding new ways to make it accessible to every single school and district all over. And more schools and districts are reaching out. We get inquiries every single day. Our team is constantly on the phone with school leaders and district leaders, really trying to figure out how to solve the issue of teacher burnout and student, SEL and mental health.
Terrible. The teacher burnout problem is the teacher retention, the educator shortage problem. You certainly know all that, okay? That's what we work on here all the time. We have a website. We have two websites you'll be interested in, seltoday.org, okay, which is you, and then we have teacher-retention.com, okay? So we're really into these areas with you. We get it. And, you just brought up something. You just said you want to have every school kind of get involved in this, okay? That goes beyond the business idea of it, okay? There is a challenge out there. The schools that are having the hardest problems out there in these regards, okay, in my opinion, are the rural schools and the urban schools, okay? Teachers are burning out. Okay, and that's I don't know if you heard me say at the beginning, but we're the American Consortium for Equity in Education. We believe that everybody deserves the same quality education, okay, like you do, I might add, I'm sure. Okay,
I'm glad we have the exact same perspective.
yes, we do. I do that. Okay, and so talk about that, okay, in terms of what you do, incorporating equity, okay, into your professional development program. And then, it's real important for the schools that have the most trouble affording it. Okay, so just put that all together for me, okay? Because I know you care about this.
Oh, I care deeply about this. I mean, the reason I started Breathe for Change is to make wellness and SEL accessible to the communities that don't typically have access. And so it was grounded in equity from the moment I started this movement. And I mean, the second we start our training, the first conversation we invite educators to be a part of is, what is the critical connection between SEL and equity? And we cannot be talking about social emotional learning or mind-body wellness practices without having equity be at the center, because equity is absolutely the end game. Like, you can't teach every student the exact same thing in the exact same way and expect the same results, because our students are coming in with different backgrounds, different resources, different experiences, and we need to honor and serve the strengths, the talents, the gifts that every student has to bring, rather than, set some students up for success and leave others behind to fail, because our system is not set up in a way that's, currently supporting the individual learning styles, needs, and desires of every student. And so I think when I think about social emotional learning, I think social emotional learning is a tool to foster equity. I think yoga is a tool to foster equity, and that if we aren't, and it can also be, if we're not careful, social emotional learning can be used as a form of control or behavior management, and it can actually perpetuate the very injustices and inequities that we're trying to, address as educators. And so if you're, for example, you have to do this breathing practice with me. Well, that's not a trauma-informed approach, right?
Right.
Teaching in
a
trauma-informed way would look like, hey, I invite you to take 3 collective breaths with me if it feels good for you right now, right? Like, we're giving students agency and choice in the matter as we're teaching these social-emotional learning strategies and competencies and these mind-body wellness practices. And so how do we teach in a way that allows every student to access these practices in a way that works for them? And that's going to look different for every single student. And I have a a fun story that brings me back to my first year of teaching. I had this adorable student named Oscar, and I had just started yoga, and I wanted to do some breathing practices and mindful movement with my students, and all the students loved it, but Oscar was not having it, and he would cry when I started to do it, and I'd be like, come on, Oscar,
how old was Oscar?
Was
he like 4 or 5 years old, Oscar?
He's four or five years old, yeah. Probably four. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I thought, you know, I need to tell him to do it. He has to do it. And so every time he resisted, I would, you know, fight him on it, essentially. Like, come on, you need to do it like everyone else.
Yeah.
And one day it just hit me, and I said, you know what? I'm going to allow Oscar to have the freedom to choose how he wants to be. And so I had a conversation with him, and I said, you know, Oscar, I want to let you choose how you want to show up and participate in this and what we're doing right now. As long as you're supporting the other students and participating the way they want to, I'm totally happy with you, you know, not engaging in this practice if it doesn't feel good for you, right?
Yeah.
And so in that moment of letting Oscar, you know, do what he wanted to do and let go of my need to force him to do something, everything shifted. All of a sudden, you see Oscar, like, coming on in, doing some of the practices. I was shocked. I was
there
stunned.
There you go.
Then the next day, he got so into it that I was like, hey, Oscar, do you want to lead it? And then he started leading the breathing practices and the mindful movement. And from then on, Oscar was the teacher. So literally, I kid you not, it's like what we resist persists. And when we, as educators, actually think about how do we offer these practices in an inclusive and an accessible and in a trauma-informed way where students feel empowered to choose to participate versus forced to do so in a certain way, and how do we offer different options so you can find a comfortable seat or you can stand, you could take a deep breath, or you can, you know.
Exactly.
And so when we, and in our training, we go deep, 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 deep into our TEACH method, which is an acronym that I developed that basically is the framework of how we teach. So T, trauma-informed, E, equitable, A, accessible, C, community-based, and H, healing-centered. And so we draw on this TEACH method to train our educators to teach in a trauma-informed, equitable, accessible, community-based, and healing-centered way. And I think if we're, you know, you asked about equity. Equity is one of our core pillars of the TEACH method. And
your point's well taken. Everybody needs something different to reach excellence. Okay, Oscar as a perfect
100%.
Example. You know, that's
100%. Everyone needs something different.
I really love what you're doing.
As educators,
here,
it's critical that we get to know our students, like to know their hearts, their souls, their passions, what they care about. Because when we get to know who they are at a deep level, that's when we're able to truly teach in a way that's transformational, because we can teach to what they care about, which is how they are going to be able to connect most deeply to the learning and get the resources they need to thrive.
Wow. You are really something, Dr. Nankin. I got to tell you, Ilana, you're just amazing. Yeah, you really created something beautiful here. You really did, everybody. BreatheForChange.com. I love that. Can I stay in touch with you? I want to follow up with you because we have so much in common with what we do and what you guys are doing. So I'm going to follow up with you. Is that okay?
Please stay in touch with me.
I will.
And for all of the educators listening, you are doing the most important work in the entire world. And you, I just have you so close to me in my heart every single day. Thank you for doing what you do. Our world needs you. And as my pre-K student Patrick once said, in a community, first you have to love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. So
well,
just continue to take care of you and come to Breathe for Change. We have so many resources for you, and I'd love for you all to take the training, and if not, just come to our free resources that we offer every week. We do Wednesday wellness and SEL webinars. We have a bunch of other resources on our website that you can find to support your well-being and to support your students' well-being as well. So I am so excited. And we, in addition to our summer trainings, which start next week, so if you're interested, literally go to our website right now to the 200-hour page, apply, schedule your call with our educator development advisor, and hopefully we can get you in. But if not, we have an October cohort coming up that's the school year model. And if you're at all interested, all you need to do is go to our site, fill out this short form. We talk to every single one of the thousands of educators that take our training because we want to get to know you and support your goals and visions for yourself. So schedule your call, and then hopefully we can figure out how to best support you moving forward.
You are something, I'll tell you, Lana. You really, really got something good going here. We're going to get to know each other better and work together, because this is really cool. Okay, great stuff, everybody. Ilana, thank you so much. Okay, the whole day, it's only 8:10 out there,
Larry,
in San Francisco.
So great to be with you today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's nice to know you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, take care.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon. Thank you, Ilana.
Bye.
Bye-bye for today. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Wow, she cool or what? That's Dr. Ilana Nankin, like iguana. Okay, Ilana Nankin, she's something. Okay, go over to breatheforchange.com. And it has a lot to do with what we're doing, teacher retention, SEL, equity. It all matters, okay? Got a lot in common there. All right, hopefully we can work more and do more in the future. All right, we're going to archive the show at ace-ed.org like we always do. It's all our podcasts are there under the podcast icon. Please check out what we do over there. It's good stuff, okay? I'm Larry Jacobs. Again, thank you, Jenna Talbot. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Hope you enjoyed the show. I did.